What yesterday was still religion is no longer such today, and what today is atheism, tomorrow will be religion. Ludwig Feuerbach.
Highbridge Audio presents I Don't Believe in Atheists by Chris Hedges. Read for you by the author.
Prologue. I flew to Los Angeles from Philadelphia in May of 2007 to debate Sam Harris, the author of The End of Faith and Letter to a Christian Nation, in UCLA's cavernous Royce Hall. I debated Christopher Hitchens, who wrote God Is Not Great, 2 days later in San Francisco. This audio program is a product of those confrontations. I paid little attention until these two public debates to the positions of such thinkers, who sometimes are called or call themselves new atheists. After all, there is nothing intrinsically moral about being a believer or a non-believer. There are many people of great moral probity and courage who seek meaning outside of formal religious structures, who reject religious language and religious ritual and define themselves as atheists. There are also many religious figures that, in the name of one God or another, sanctify intolerance, repression, and violence. The agenda of the new atheists, however, is disturbing. These atheists embrace a belief system as intolerant, chauvinistic, and bigoted as that of religious fundamentalists. They propose a route to collective salvation and the moral advancement of the human species through science and reason. The utopian dream of a perfect society and a perfect human being, the idea that we are moving toward collective salvation, is one of the most dangerous legacies of the Christian faith and the Enlightenment. All too often throughout history, those who believed in the possibility of this perfection, variously defined, have called for the silencing or eradication of human beings who are impediments to human progress. They turn their particular notion of the good into an inflexible standard of universal good. They prove blind to their own corruption and capacity for evil. They soon commit evil not for evil's sake, but to make a better world. I started Harris's book when it was published, but put it aside. His facile attack on a form of religious belief we all hate, his childish simplicity and ignorance of world affairs, as well as his demonization of Muslims, made the book tedious at its best and often idiotic and racist. His assertion, for example, that the war in the former Yugoslavia was caused by religion was ridiculous. As the Balkan bureau chief for the New York Times, I was in the former Yugoslavia, including in the Bosnian capital Sarajevo, when it was under siege. While religious institutions and their leaders enthusiastically signed on for the slaughter directed by the ethnic nationalist leaders in Zagreb, Belgrade, and Sarajevo, religion had nothing to do with the war. The war had far more to do with the economic collapse of Yugoslavia than with religion or ancient ethnic hatreds. His assertion that Muslim parents welcomed the death of children as suicide bombers could only have been written by someone who never sat in the home of a grieving mother and father in Gaza who had just lost their child. I did not take Harris seriously. This was a mistake. Harris, as well as atheists from Hitchens to Richard Dawkins to Daniel Dennett,